Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Limits, all I want is the Vegas over-unders for win totals. That's all. This has become very complicated. I don't care where they come from. Just look up Vegas over-unders. I just took a pee, Bob, and who do I see but Andrew Filippone over there talking about what our main topics are today. And I told him, I said, we started with, I think the Steelers are going to begin 5-0. Do you? He said, no, I think the Patriots will beat him. So do you guys.
Yeah, I like the Patriots.
I'm like, they were 4-13. And then he said, the Patriots have a better, a higher over-under win total than the Steelers. And then he said, no, I think it's even. And I said, what? So now I need to know if that's true. Tell me, who according to who, and tell me the win totals.
It is even. ESPN Bet has New England and the Steelers both at 8.5 wins this year, over-under.
Bob, are the Steelers over 8.5 wins not a great bet? All they've had is 17 straight winning, non-losing seasons, whatever the hell you want to call it. I think so. No, I know so. They're going to be 5 wins to the good after 5 games, I think. And I know I'm slugging Kool-Aid at this point. I just think their opponents are horrendous. Some of them.
I think they're going to get
off to a good start. Minnesota's a talented
team. I
think
if I'm making that bet, it's going to be over. I don't think there's any question it's going to be over.
And would you bet over on New England at 8.5?
Yes.
What?
I like New England. I told you that. I think they're going to be a surprise team in the NFL this year.
Because of Vrabel or because of their schedule?
He told me
their schedule's easy.
Yeah, that helps. But I think they got a pretty decent roster with some young players who've developed. And I think Drake May is going to be a good quarterback. So
do I, actually. But I don't think that translates to a winning year.
It may not.
Quite yet.
But if you're asking me to take a bet there, I'll take the over on that one. How about the Cleveland Browns have just named Joe Flacco as their starting quarterback?
You knew that was going to happen, right?
All of this stuff going on.
It's Joe Flacco. What a pathetic organization, Bob. Of course, the Steelers have a guy who's older than Joe Flacco as their starting quarterback. That is unbelievable.
So I wonder what that means now for the rest of those guys. Like, what does that mean for
believable.
Kenny Pickett? He hasn't played. He's been injured. They've played those other two guys. They drafted those other two guys. They traded for Pickett.
I think Kenny Pickett might be out on the street.
Or traded.
Yeah.
I don't know where.
Who's going to trade for him?
New Orleans.
They are?
They might. They don't have exactly a killer's row of quarterbacks down there.
I know, but still, he's Kenny Pickett. I thought Dylan Gabriel was pretty good the other day. What else can you tell me about over-under win totals? Why don't you start right at the top limits?
Yeah, let's go right through it.
You know who's going to be good, Bob? San Francisco 49ers, they have the easiest schedule in football. How do you like that? The easiest schedule in the whole league.
Okay.
And because they lost some pieces, you know how talented that team still is?
Oh, I know they're talented. They have a lot of big-name players on it.
They still have Trent Williams, don't they? They still have George Kittle. They still have McCaffrey. They still have Nick Bosa. They still have Fred Warner. My God. And the easiest schedule in the league, they might win that division.
Brock Purdy is signed, got his money. And
Brock Purdy guy?
I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he didn't take the money of someone who's looked at as the best, because he isn't the best.
You know
he's
who his
good,
backup is?
In San Francisco?
Wrong.
No, who?
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones, that's right. He's over there. Boy, he's gone down a different road.
New England
thought he was going to be something good over there.
I know.
It just never worked out.
Limits, if you can name me their third string quarterback, I'll take you and Donnie to a steak dinner again.
Easton Stick.
No, although he's playing great this preseason.
The stick figure.
The stick figure is having a great preseason. Curtis Rourke. Do you know what college he's from, Bob? Wrong.
No.
Neither do I. Limits, do you?
The Community College of Allegheny County?
No. Indiana, after four seasons at Ohio. I guess he was the guy that led them to their big season last year. Good old Curtis Rourke. You remember him now, don't you, Bob?
No.
No. Give us over-unders right from the top.
So the teams, the four teams tied at the very top are Philadelphia, Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, all at 11.5.
Kansas City, Bob,
I'm going under on Kansas City.
So am I. I would bet a lot of money that the Chiefs don't go over 11.5 wins.
Grueling schedule. It's just time for them.
They got lucky last year in a lot of ways. They got lucky last year, and I've already told you about their schedule, but for the benefit of those at home, and by the way, you can watch us on our YouTube channel. Bob has a wonderful hat on today. Just go to our website, 937thefan.com, and subscribe. It doesn't cost anything. To our YouTube channel, and you can watch us on YouTube. Look at us, Bob.
Huh? There we are.
Wave hi to the people. There he is, Bob Pompeiani. Why don't we have you on camera yet, Limits?
I don't know. That's a wonderful question. We should inquire about that after the show.
So the Chiefs start off with Chargers, Eagles, at the Giants, and Baltimore. I'm sorry, but at the Giants, you might win that game. You're going to lose a player or two. That defense is stacked with angry men and big men and Abdul Carter and Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence. Bob,
they got some players. There's
you no ain't coming out of
that.
There in one piece. That's brutal. They have Detroit on a Sunday after a Monday night game. They have Buffalo at Buffalo on a Sunday after a Monday night game. They have at Dallas on a Thursday after a Sunday game. And they have Denver on a Thursday on Christmas after a Sunday game in Tennessee. That is one of the most brutal schedules I've ever seen in the NFL.
There's no question about it. And just because, you know, last year, if you remember their season two, they barely won most of the games that they won. It was down to one possession. They got a break along the way here and there. I remember in the Cincinnati game, I think it was T. Higgins who had a touchdown in the back of the end zone, but his toe was just barely on the out of bounds. They would have lost that game. So.
I know. It was a couple bounces. It felt like a field goal every week for them.
Yeah, so, I mean, good for them. They won those games, but I think this year they're going to be hard-pressed to do it.
If I was a betting man, I would bet a ton of money on Kansas City under 11.5 wins.
Of those other teams, though, would you go over or under?
Well, wait a second. Listen to Kansas City after they play Vegas at home on October 19th, and they have trouble with Vegas, by the way. That remains a rivalry. After that, you ready, Limits? After Vegas on October 19th, the Chiefs play Commanders on a Monday night, at Buffalo, at Denver, Indy, at Dallas, Houston, Chargers, at Tennessee, Denver, and at the Raiders. And that's, I already told you about the start of their schedule. Chargers, Eagles, at Giants, and Ravens. Come on! I'm betting they might be a 9-8 team.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple easy, like, indies that are thrown in there. The Raiders, they should be able to beat twice, but
they don't beat the Raiders twice a lot.
The start of it should be a 2-2 start. I mean, if you had to project it, Ravens is difficult. Eagles again?
I think the Eagles are going to be over.
I mean, they do beat the Raiders a lot. I shouldn't say that, but the games are competitive. You think the Eagles are over?
Yeah, I do.
You want to hear some of their schedule, Bob?
Sure.
Because they were the Super Bowl champ, and I don't think it's going to be easy. And I think the Eagles have the best roster in football. I think them and the Ravens have the best two rosters. Would you agree with that?
That's why I have them over. Yeah, I do. I think they have a very deep roster, too, and they could do it a lot of different ways to you.
Holy horse follicles. You ready for their schedule? Cowboys at Kansas City. Rams at Tampa Bay, Denver at the Giants, at Minnesota, at Green Bay, Detroit at Dallas, Chicago at Chargers, Raiders at Washington, at Buffalo, and Washington. Their last three games are the command, Jaden Daniels twice and Josh Allen.
Yeah, but they come at you with a pretty good roster.
Oh, they're great. So. They're great, but I'm not going over 11.5 for them. I can't.
I see 12-5 in their future.
Who else is at over 11.5 or over under?
Buffalo and the Ravens.
I think both of them might actually get it. I think the Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl, Bob.
Yeah, that's kind of my pick, too. I think they got a roster that's pretty good, both sides. They also have, now, their field goal kicker, now that he's not there, he's been a big part of what they do. Who knows? It might come down to a missed kick or two in critical games that cost them, but I think they're loaded to win something big this year, and Lamar Jackson's done everything but.
You think the Bills are ready for a good start?
Yes.
Listen to this. After Baltimore, which is going to be tough, I think the Ravens are going to beat them. Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, Panthers. Are you blanking kidding me?
That's a pretty good start for them.
Yes, Bob. It could be 7-0. Could be 6-0. I don't know how they got that schedule. I mean, it gets tougher in the second half, but they also get the Browns, the Jets, the Patriots in the second half. Come on.
Yeah, they should be over.
Now, how about Baltimore's schedule? Where does that rank, I wonder?
I think it's tough, but it's not as tough as some of these other ones you've just described.
Man, it starts tough at Buffalo. Then they have Cleveland, and everybody likes Cleveland, although Cleveland plays teams in the division pretty tough generally. Then Detroit at Kansas City, Houston, the Rams, and Chicago. That ain't easy either.
That ain't easy, but I don't think it's to the degree that we've heard from some of these other teams like Kansas City's.
But they think the four best teams in football are Eagles, Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs. I'm not so sure that's wrong, even though I think the Chiefs may have a worse record. I still respect it's because of their schedule. That doesn't mean I don't think they're a really good team. Who's the next tier limits?
So two teams are currently at 10.5. The Detroit Lions and the San Francisco 49ers.
I just told Bob all about them. Do you disagree with that?
See, I do. I think losing Hufanga is a big loss for them. Losing Greenlaw is significant. Brock Purdy, I mean, who's he going to throw it to? Ayuk has been banged up. Juwan Jennings wants a new contract. Kittle's been injury prone. They're one Christian
they
McCaffrey.
Got rid of Debo. They don't have as deep of a skill group as they've had, but their defense is pretty good still.
It falls on Brock Purdy this year, Bob, to be able to take that step, and I don't know if he's capable of doing it.
Well, they bet that he could by giving him $53 million a year, so.
I still like that team a lot, and it's a lot of this is about the schedule. Who's next?
Bunch of teams at 9.5, including the Washington Commanders.
That's low for me, Bob. You?
No, I think they're going to take a step backwards.
Really?
Yeah, so I'll go under.
Do you think McLaurin, he's back, isn't he, in camp? I don't think he's
signed. He's in
camp.
He's going through his own hold-in situation.
The Bengals are at 9.5.
Under.
Under. Their defense is going to kill him again.
I think they'll go 8-9 or 9-8. I think the exact same thing's going to play out where they're going to lose games. Oh, like 44-38, like to the Steelers at home last year.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Remember that one?
Russell Wilson's
Mr.
best
Unlimited
game.
Tore him up.
How about the Rams at 9.5?
Over. Bob? I like the Rams.
That's a tough one.
Although Stafford is hurting. And all bets are off if he's compromised.
That's why I think I would be reluctant to make that bet. I'd just stay away from them.
What a coach he is, huh, Bob?
Yeah, very good.
No, great.
What about Aaron Rodgers' former team, the Green Bay Packers, at 9.5?
I thought I was going to say the Jets. I love the Packers. I think they could contend for the Super Bowl, as a matter of fact. They were a bounce or two away from doing it last year.
9.5, I'll go over. I think 10 is very doable for them.
There's a ton of AFC teams also bunched in at 9.5, including the Chargers, Texans, and Broncos.
I think those are three pretty good teams. And I think the Texans and the Broncos are above the Chargers, and I think one of those two could contend for a Super Bowl, actually.
So you're going to go over on all three of them?
No, I'll go over for sure on Broncos and Texans. I'll stay right about there, right about at 9-8. I don't feel comfortable, let's put it that way, going 10-7 for the Chargers. You?
I do with the Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to be really good.
Well, we got into a big argument last week, Bob. Do you think the NFL will or should and or should punish Jim Harbaugh for college transgressions?
I mean, I think there's precedent that that's happened before. I forget specific instances, but I mean, what are they going to do?
Suspend him? Yeah.
For stuff he did?
I don't think they should or will. Limits thinks they should and will, and so does Donnie Football, and they use Jim Tressel as the...
But Jim Tressel was...
He was a consultant.
He wasn't a coach at the time.
He was a consultant for the Broncos. Right. There's really no precedent for a head coach. The only other one that comes to mind is Pete Carroll, and they didn't do crap.
No, and he, you know, he had a lot of stuff on his agenda there that was brought into focus, and yet nothing happened. So I would bet.
Do you think
no.
they should punish him?
I don't know. I mean, he's never going to coach college again. So is that a punishment? I don't know.
Should the NFL punish him?
I don't think they can or will.
Do you think they should?
What would it look like? You just suspend him for how many games? How do you do that?
Yeah, I guess the question is, should the NFL punish?
Do you
punish?
Think they should?
No. I told these guys he might as well be a dentist now. What are you going to do? Take away his tooth chart?
No, I don't think
he's not coaching college football. He's in a different profession now. How could they feel like they have the jurisdiction? Now they did punish Terrell Pryor and Tressel. They overstepped their bounds
that was
in doing
terrible.
That.
They didn't have the guts
to punish Pete Carroll, and they won't, and they shouldn't with Harbaugh.
Yeah, I think that's going to move on, and nothing will happen. So I agree with you.
Limits, do you think they will and should?
I think they should. I don't think they will. I just find it interesting, though, guys, because, I mean, look at college now, where we used to knock players all the time that transferred out of programs, and then when coaches would leave, it'd just be like, oh, well, the coach leaves. Why should we have a different standard for players like Isaiah Bond, who just signed, who was accused of some very serious things, where Chargers ended up being dropped. He now signs with the Browns. Why should players have a different exception than coaches? Why should it be that Harbaugh is not, because the NFL is still looking at suspending Bond?
Wasn't there a criminal investigation?
Yes.
Or you said charges were dropped?
Yes.
You don't think that's different than Jim Harbaugh having a guy with a fake mustache steal signals?
I do, but I mean, look at the severity that. I mean, I still think that Michigan should have been docks of like the playoffs and some significant things.
Bob, here's what should have happened with Michigan. If you really want to hurt a program, and the NCAA obviously didn't, they obviously got scared. They wouldn't even give them a postseason ban.
That's who should have done what they had to do.
Here's how you really could hammer a college football program or basketball program is say, we're going to put in a postseason ban, all right, 2 years from now. So suddenly, then, you hurt their ability. People are going to, or a year from now, people are going to want to jump ship and people won't want to come on board if you have a postseason ban for 2 years
that really starts in a year. It really does affect you, right?
Don't punish the people there now. Let them, you know, do what they will this season, but you hammer the program in future years. That really hurts.
Yeah, I think that's the most prudent way to do it, and that's the most probably substantial way you can hurt them for what you found out in the past. So I don't think Harbaugh's going to get any kind of suspension time at all from the
NFL.
What
conclusion do you draw? Like, what's the meaning of all this for you of Harbaugh's time at Michigan, the fact that it ended the way it did and the punishment was handed down? What meaning do you make of all that?
I mean, I thought he was on the verge of being fired because he couldn't win the big games, and he finally ended up having a season where they did. So I guess for him, it's mission accomplished. And what happened afterwards... in the form of what they handed down for him in terms of never being able to coach over there. I don't think it affects him at all. I think there should be something there for that program, but I agree with you that you should not penalize those who are there right now who have nothing to do with what happened then.
Yeah.
That is a tough situation.
I think Jim Harbaugh couldn't win, and then they cheated, and then he could win. And it was the notion that he didn't know of this.
Well, that's
foolish. The scheme was so elaborate that Connor Stallions called it the KGB, for God's sakes.
Right.
Go read about it.
Anyone who says the head coach, and we've heard this before from head coaches, well, I wasn't aware. Yes, you were. You are aware. You are the most important person in that university. More so than the president, more so than anyone else. The coach in those situations knows everything. And if he doesn't, that's bad on him. He should know. He's overseeing the whole thing.
I mean, with him, he said in that book by John Bacon, he said, hard to beat cheaters, Harbaugh said. You don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal. This was after winning the national championship. He's one of these guys and one of many, one of these coaches who thinks that they're, you know, above the rat race that is college sports, and they're going to do it with honor. So to me, he leaves Michigan disgraced because of that, because he cheated.
Right.
And claimed that he was far above that and living up to Michigan ideals. No, he wasn't.
No, that was all
they were cheating.
Rhetoric. It's the same thing as Pete Carroll. Very similar kind of stuff. That nothing's going to happen to him, and they punished the university at the time. So.
And Reggie Bush.
And Reggie, see, that was wrong, too. And they finally corrected that, didn't they?
I don't know. Did he ever get his Heisman
back?
He did.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I think the Terrell Pryor thing was ridiculous also.
That was the worst of all.
Yeah, it was just...
It was a joke. Bob, should they strip Michigan of that national championship?
No, I'm not a big believer in that stuff. It happened. I saw it. You saw it. Everybody saw it. So, no. What, you would?
Yeah. Although, actually,
what does that do, though?
The more I read...
You strip it, and what? Those people get the rings, and you've watched it, you went there as a... What does it change for you?
I mean, it doesn't change history, but it certainly puts a blight on their accomplishment, does it not? You never read about
it
in the history books, it doesn't exist.
Go ahead and put an asterisk, and you can put whatever you want. But as far as stripping them, no.
Did they cheat that year, though? That's the thing I'm still unclear on. Are we sure it wasn't the year before?
Well, majority of it was the year before. But
he got suspended for three games that year, though, and they won all three games against Penn State, Ohio State, and somebody else.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was at that Penn State game, and a lot of the time it was me and my sister and I think one other watching the game and basically saying, okay, so where's Harbaugh? We were like trying to peer into some of the suites from where we were sitting, trying to see if he was up there wearing like a fake Connor Stallions type of uniform, trying to blend in. And then they ran it 32 times in a row, and they still won.
Yeah. I'd like to see it stripped, Bob, myself.
So Adam Schefter is now saying that the wide receiver Gabe Davis, who was here once before, is flying back to Pittsburgh today.
Oh.
And is scheduled to visit the Steelers for a second time this offseason.
A little breaking news on Limits.
You know what that's going to mean there, Bob? Means he's probably going to sign if he's back for another visit.
That's what I mean. If you went away the first time and nothing happened, I thought that was over and done with. Coming back a second time. But I wonder if this has anything to do with Austin and his injury.
Calvin Austin hasn't.
Because, you know, if you think he's going to be healthy and ready and you think Roman Wilson is what you thought he was, I don't know that you need to go out and do this right now. But
are you a big Gabe Davis guy?
I liked him in Buffalo when he had his big season, but I didn't like him in Jacksonville.
Yeah, you know who his quarterback was in Buffalo, right?
I know who his quarterback was.
I mean, I think that was a Josh Allen creation myself.
So you're not believing in him at all?
No more than I do, and maybe a little tiny bit more than Bob Woods. Look what happened to this guy in Jacksonville. He was inconsistent. He dropped passes. I see where his catch rate was less than 50%. I think, anyway, that he was a Josh Allen creation. That's my thought. Now, this doesn't really change how I feel about Steelers receivers beyond DK Metcalf. Would it for you, Limits?
Not really. Like, I don't think Gabe Davis is that big of a difference maker for them. Would he stretch the field a little bit more and a little bit more of a proven commodity? Sure. I don't think he's going to provide that much value that even Amari Cooper would.
Amari Cooper was really bad. He couldn't get any separation for the Bills at all.
Yeah, he's still out there, though. I thought they may have interest in him because they went away from Gabe Davis.
Once at least Davis will provide you, and Rodgers can still get it down the field. He would provide a pretty decent long game threat. Long ball threat, I should say.
Yeah.
He had a 98-yard touchdown in Buffalo. Did you know that, Bob? Yeah.
I still remember his 4-touchdown day, though. That was pretty incredible. And, you know, you still have to get open and run the routes, and he did. Quarterback puts it where it has to, but, man, he made some good routes.
He'd be a legend right now if it weren't for the 13-second comeback by the Chiefs in that playoff game.
I still can't believe that happened either.
You know who has the longest reception in Steelers history, Bob?
Mark Malone.
Wrong.
Juju Smith-Schuster, 97 yards in
Detroit. How long was Mark Malone?
What?
Didn't Mark Malone on the receiving end of a Terry Bradshaw touchdown?
Mark Malone caught a pass?
I think so.
From Terry Bradshaw. That doesn't make sense.
Well, he was playing wide receiver, I think, at the time. Unless my memory is that clouded. Can you look that up? This computer here is giving me trouble.
How many 97-yard touchdowns did Juju have, Limits?
Two, I think.
Yes, you're right.
So the previous record was 90 yards held by Terry Bradshaw and Mark Malone in 1981, Bob.
You were right, Bob.
So I remember that, but I didn't remember the exact yardage.
Cordell Stewart and Bobby Shaw also had 90 yards in 2001.
Bobby Shaw, remember that, Bob?
I do remember Bobby Shaw, yes.
Is he one of your favorite underrated Steelers?
No.
Coming up next, another guy we haven't even talked about is Derek Harmon. This guy could be a gigantic difference maker for this team. And he finally showed why they, well, not, I shouldn't say finally, they're two preseason games in. He gave a little more of a glimpse as to why they drafted him.
Well, his sack was pure domination of this guy, Ben Scott, who was on him.
And he's a starter.
He just pushed him back.
Ben Scott's a starter.
He pushed him all over the place.
That was fun to see.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.